federal and city employees that work around the neighborhoods besides firemen and policemen?
Oh, well, I don't know any, but they have them in all the judges' offices.
The man that delivers your mail.
Oh, the mailman, and.
And the man who picks up your trash.
Yeah, those kind of things.
What would you call him, the man that picks up
trash? City, they're maintenance men or they're in the city sanitary department and all.
You mentioned people at City Hall. Is there any special name for what a person is able to get tickets fixed and able to get a lot of favors from the government? What would you say he had?
Poor.
Mm-hmm. Political poor.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any special name for, say, maybe a city employee who has no real job and doesn't do anything really, but gets a salary anyway? Is there any special name for that kind of person?
No, but he's a deadhead. He just doesn't, I don't know what you'd call him, but I guess there are plenty of them down there.
Where would you usually buy groceries around here?
Buy groceries?
Yes, ma'am. What kind of a store would
that be? A superstore.
Supermarket? And,
I don't see how the little fella stays in business.
Yeah, a lot of them close.
And they put this minimum wage, and just to get somebody to sweep out your store $3 an hour in 8 hours, that'd be $24 a day, and they don't make that much, half of them.
That's a lot of money, sure. What do you call the kind of stores that stay open maybe from 7 to 11, that kind of thing?
Convenience store.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of store where you might go shopping for special foods like cooked meats and sandwiches?
Oh, a delicatessen.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the kinds of things that people might have in their kitchen, a modern kitchen now to cook on?
But you mean equipment?
Yes, ma'am, some kind of equipment.
Well, they have dishwashers and all sorts of electrical appliances, and most everybody has hoods on the stove now, and they used to not have any of that kind of stuff.
What about the, have you seen these kind of ovens that you can set timers on? What kind of are they?
You mean those microwave.
And, say if you want to wash your clothes and you don't have a washer and dryer, you usually have to
go to a laundromat.
Yes, ma'am, and your dirty clothes, you usually throw them off and put them in a what?
In a machine at this place.
Mm-hmm. Or say if you want to store your dirty clothes, you don't put them back in the closet, you put them where? And what kind of container? Say your dirt socks or something like that.
You put them in a hamper or something. I'll keep them until you get a room. Well, she has vacuum cleaners, mops and brooms, like that old she is. Can't get away from some of it.
What would you call the thing that she puts in the vacuum cleaner? That's usually a...
What do you call those things, Rudy?
Take it out.
To clean drapes and things. They always add that extra to your thing when you buy one.
You just call it vacuum.
Different little instruments that you put on there and for a different way around.
Have you seen those?